DW Learning by Ear. Listen up. Shape your future. Hello there. Welcome to episode 7 of Crime Fighters, It Takes a Village. The teenage sisters Jane and Hope have been trying to get by on their own after their mother died a few weeks ago. They think nobody knows about this apart from Sarah and Leroy, two street children they become friends with. But Aisha, one of Jane's classmates, overheard them talking about it. She also heard them say that their father, Lucas, was still alive. In the last episode, she told Principal Dennis about Hope and Jane's situation. But she didn't mention that the sisters and their mother were hiding from Lucas because he was violent. Today's episode is called A Big Surprise. Jane and Hope have been called into Principal Dennis's office.
Hello, Jane. Hope.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Now, I called you to my office this afternoon because I'm a man of my word. When I told you I was going to do all I could to help you, I meant it. I know it's sometimes difficult to admit that we need help, but help comes to those who need and deserve it.
What do you mean, sir?
Your classmate Aisha told me about something she accidentally overheard. She said you were talking about the very sad fact, and I assure you that you have my deepest sympathy. About the very sad fact that your mother had passed away.
What? But sir...
Sir, what Hope means is that we didn't mean to lie.
It's all right. There's no need to explain. I know that what you did out of despair. You're still young and you need guidance. Which is why I made a big effort on your behalf to restore a right every child should enjoy. The right to be with their parents.
Sir, we don't understand, sir.
Oh, you will in a moment. Mrs. Lubango? Yes, please. Send him in.
Dad?
Oh, my girls. Let me hold you in my arms. I've missed you so much.
But how? Why?
Oh, such an emotional moment. You probably have many things you want to ask each other.
Yes, Principal Dennis, we do.
Jenna's always been the cleverest of my girls.
With all due respect, Mr. Crystal, both your daughters are equally clever. You must be a very proud father.
Are you telling me what to think about my own children?
No, of course not, Mr. Crystal. I was just complimenting them both.
Well, Principal Dennis, thank you for uniting me with my children. We are very grateful. But now I'm sure you'll excuse us. We need to catch up.
Of course.
Mr. Principal, can I please...
I'll take my girls home now. Shall we, girls?
Okay, Dad.
Goodbye. Enjoy your weekend. See you on Monday, girls. I'm so glad I was able to help.
So, this is going to be our new home here in Matamba. At last, we are together again, my girls. Let's raise our glasses. Well, I'll drink to it while you cook us some nice dinner, Jin.
Yes, Dad. Work in progress.
And you, Hope, set the table. Just like in the old days. Your mother thought she could hide you from me, take you away from me. She certainly got a punishment for that. Hope, why are you so useless?
Dad, please. She's just missing Mom.
Has she forgotten how to speak for herself? She hasn't said a word since we left your precious school. Hope, is this how you welcome your father?
No, she's just so surprised. That's all, Dad.
Shut your mouth, Jane. I'm talking to your sister. I want her to answer me.
But, Dad...
I'm not telling you again, Jane. You're just like your mother. You think you're so clever, don't you? But I showed her who was boss. And I can certainly show you too, you little brat, who's boss around here.
Sorry, Dad. And stop crying.
That's more like it, Hope. You can speak for yourself. Now, bring me another beer.
Yes, Dad.
From now on, this family is going to work as it's supposed to. I am the man of the house.
Here's your beer. Let me pour it for you.
Ah, home, sweet home.
Sleeping deeply. I gave him some extra help. I knew he'd get drunk, but to be on the safe side, I put a sleeping pill in his drink.
That's my sister. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Phew. We did it. But Jane, where do we go now?
We have to go to Lira and Sarah's.
What about Auntie Mary? Why didn't she come and see us this evening?
She said she was going to visit her sister over the weekend. We have to go to Leroy and Sarah's.
Let's hope they're sleeping in the same place they told us about.
Sarah said they usually stay in the same spot. They have some kind of an honor code. So if you earn that patch, you keep it.
Let's hope they'll share it with us. I don't want to sleep on the streets alone.
You'll have me.
Yes, I know. But you don't know anything about street life or honor codes either.
You're right. I think it'll be better to stay close to Leroy and Sarah. I think we're here. That girl over there looks like Sarah, doesn't she?
Boo!
Leroy!
Shh! You're going to wake the others.
Jane, Hope, what are you doing here so late? And with bugs? What's happened? Oh, Sarah, the worst thing possible has happened.
Our father has come to Matamba to live with us.
What? How did he find you?
Long story.
When did he show up? This afternoon. He was waiting for us at school.
And after he came home with us, he got drunk and nasty again. We had to get away from him.
So that's why you came here?
Yes. We didn't want to risk him hitting us or doing something worse. Please, can we stay with you?
Are you sure? Wouldn't it be better to wait until Auntie Mary comes back and stay with her?
No! We can't spend another minute with that man under one roof.
But I don't think sleeping rough is the best solution for you either. It's too dangerous.
You and Sarah have been doing it for years.
Do you think we like it? It's cold, and sometimes it's wet. Our sleeping bags are old and dirty. The ground we sleep on is hard, and sometimes we have to share it with rats. We are never sure if we'll have breakfast tomorrow, or anything to eat at all. Do you really think we like it?
No. I mean, I don't know.
Leroy, they want to be with us because we are their friends, and they have no one else to turn to.
But what if something happens?
Together we are strong. And if something happens to us here, we still have a better chance of defending ourselves than we do at home. Like with that policeman the other day.
Please, can we stay with you? Just these two nights until Auntie Mary gets back.
Of course.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
And that brings us to the end of today's episode, with Jane and Hope settling down at the abandoned building where Sarah and Leroy sleep. The sisters are in a very difficult situation, but they've grown stronger these past few months. They won't put up with their father abusing them anymore. But what will happen when Lucas finds out they've run away again? Will the girls finally confide in Mary? If you'd like to listen to this episode again, just go to our webpage dw.com/crimefighters. You can also join us on Facebook at DW Africa. Goodbye and take care.